just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome. Hang on. An allergy-riddled Tuesday morning. Fun. It's 5:45. My name's Sean Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo. I know I'm not alone on this one. I'm waking up with the blech. It goes away as the day goes on, or gets better. I won't say it goes away. I'm waking up like just lung butter, just all night long. I just wake up and I'm like, gulp. Ooh, eggs. I don't remember eating eggs while I slept, but they're in my throat.
Got to stop rolling around in the grass,
I guess.
Man.
Well, I do, but sometimes when I poop, I like to scratch my back in the grass.
Do the leg kick up?
Yeah,
the grass.
Just lay out there and then it's real still on my side for a second. And just roll over my back and do like a thing, and then on the other side. And it's just
wow, you love dogs so much, you're turning.
I'm starting to become one. Starting to become one. But yeah, I don't know. It's the allergies just attacked me in the last couple of days. So fantastic. Perfect. But I'm all right. It's fine. Just every time I try to talk, sometimes you'll hear me talk and then you'll hear me go, oh, sorry. I've got eggs in my mouth now. So lung eggs are happening for me as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's breakfast time. We all want some lung eggs. Good news is it keeps your appetite down because you're constantly swallowing two soft boiled eggs.
Over medium.
I wish it was over medium. I wish there was a little bit of, I don't know, texture to this more than just, I think they're raw. I feel like Rocky when he was working out.
I looked that up on WebMD. Oh, it's cancer, John.
It's always cancer. It's ovarian cancer. I've looked it up already. I have to get a mastectomy and then go down and take those ovaries out. Full hysterectomy and a mastectomy, breast and ovarian. Never look up anything on WebMD. And then, of course, last night's football game, I watched a little bit. Brady texts me and he goes, you watching this? I'm like, no. Like, turn it on. The second I turn it on, I'm like, oh, my God. It was right on the Trey Flowers. You can't hand teams wins. It's just there are people now all over the Packers website and or Lions websites that said, that's it. You know,
I'm not watching anymore.
Not only am I not watching it, season tickets. Went on Craigslist. They're like, I'm done. Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself? And it is that over-emotional super reaction of a football fan. But they did. They gave Aaron Rodgers fifth down twice. And, you know, everybody can sit back and like they did on ESPN because nobody's allowed to say the refs are blowing game after game this year. And, I mean, giving people chance. Well, you didn't have to give up a touchdown right after. I mean, they could have stopped that. Like, yeah, that's true. But they shouldn't have had to. So there's your counter-argument is you don't have to give it up. If people do their jobs properly and they don't get extra downs to go score.
Well, it was even a tougher ending for the Lions fans because the next play, they let the halfback run it in and he downs it at the two to run the clock down. 2 seconds left. Crosby kicks it.
You should have just grabbed him and then thrown him
in the end zone.
Yeah, get another.
Yeah, make sure his knees don't hit and
tackle him forward. And leave him up and pull him in.
Him forward. Either way, it was just like, oh, come on. But, what are you going to do?
It's ridiculous.
It's been terrible this year.
I was talking to Brett, you know, before he was getting off the air there about why I still don't understand how a league that has billions of dollars flying around doesn't have full-time refs.
Yeah, I don't know.
These pricks need to be trained in the offseason.
In the offseason, they just need to constantly watch films and just be robots of the NFL. And just all they do is eat, sleep, think, drink football. And, no, they're lawyers. They got a lot on their plate. They
Plus, half of them are old men.
Yeah, I know.
Like, of course he's going to miss that. He's probably blind in one eye or something. You know?
And Hockley's son, now it's like a legacy thing. You've got Ed Hockley's kid out there based simply on the fact that Ed Hockley was a referee for 40 years. So his son can do it. That's an automatic. Well, he's pretty smart, and I've been around it for a long time. It's really
pretty
dope.
They love the legacy thing in the NFL.
Well, Barry Sanders was talking last night about getting the calls right. And he's like, I know nobody on the Lions can say it, but this is ridiculous. And he badmouthed the refs and everything else. And he actually, as a player, was like, we need to make sure we get all the calls right. Make everything reviewable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good Lord, why?
You got to put more zebras on the field.
Yeah. Just 40
at least more people will get hit.
Yeah, 40 or 50 dudes without pads out on the field. Just have them.
You look for this. You look for that.
Take the risks, I say. So it's
or just a guy in New York staring at a screen that could go instantly.
Yep. And he makes all the calls.
Right.
And there's a big red light on the scoreboard. Bing. But you know what he would do every time? Holding. If he's just this robot of calls.
Yeah.
So.
And the worst is when you call it the review and they're like, no, that wasn't a completed pass. But there was interference on it. So
they're micromanaging the game right down into almost unwatchable. But when you see things like that, when you see a team like the Lions, who are kind of Almost there. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they've had some tight games.
And they played the Chiefs to the end, and they played the Packers to the end. And then you have them robbed of wins. And I know Packer fans are upset. And anybody's talking about this. Well, we got bad call. Yeah, you guys got four solid gimmies in clutch situations. You can't overanalyze sports this much. When you do, it becomes a legal battle, a law case, where you've got, you know, and I know the NFL Network and ESPN love this stuff. This makes 2 days worth of drama and soap opera about the calls. If the calls are bad, you've got, you know, it's just like what we've been talking about all year, the WWE infiltrating the NFL, because how many times is the referee, oh, his back's turned, he can't see, and bad things are happening because the ref's not making the right call.
How do you miss
or
that?
Or he slow counts or something, and you're like, oh, no. And championship belts, it's the same. The NFL's becoming that because they love the next day drama. I'm convinced some of this stuff is done halfway on purpose, just to say, oops, and the Packers won, it was fair and square. Get rid of replay and just have human error in there. Replay penalty or touchdowns and fumbles, and that's it. And then just have everybody bitch and cry about the calls that are missed in the field because you can't sit back and watch them blow it a second time on video because it's tough to watch. It feels rigged. It feels for the gamblers. It feels rigged. And now that gambling is involved more than it's ever been.
That definitely felt a
little
more.
Boy, I tell you what, that one felt fixed.
Yeah.
The calls and the stuff I saw
home
felt
field
absolutely fixed.
I don't think we're going to be switching to the XFL anytime soon. Now their average salary was announced of $55,000. Yeah.
Well, they're doing it for the love of the game.
There's some good bonuses in there.
Yeah, I think McDonald's managers make that, right?
Well, they do well, though. Hey, they've got a good job. Let's not make fun of McDonald's managers.
I'm just saying.
It's more important than the XFL as it is right now.
Would you go break your back in the XFL or just, you know, go manage a McDonald's?
Yeah, no, I would manage the McDonald's.
But
half
the
those
Alliance
guys, they're not qualified to manage McDonald's is the only thing. They're not smart enough to run a McDonald's, which is very true. Very true. So,
and the difference between that and the Alliance is they're guaranteeing it for a year, even if it closes.
Even if they close up shop.
Ooh.
Well, you get that $55,000 thrown around, waved in your face, before taxes. Yeah, and they promise to be more violent and less.
It's who's going to kill themselves for that $55,000?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough
dude,
sell.
You're late for the game. Sorry, I couldn't get out of work.
It's a tough sell.
Was a bitch.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys in the NFL used to have jobs. And the guys in Major League Baseball, the superstars, notorious for having off-season insurance gigs. They'd be selling, the insurance was the big thing, but they'd be wandering around and sell insurance to people or selling cars and stuff.
Back when the owners were really suppressing the players.
They just didn't care.
Weren't making any money.
You're having a time of your life playing a game. They used to tell them that. You're playing a kid's game for, but they didn't realize that they were charging, you know, $20 a seat for people to go watch.
TV money changed.
Pretty much.
Changed the world.
It changed everything.
Yeah.
And money changes it all, so. The XFL will get some TV money, and maybe it'll be but the first year, I'm definitely going to tiptoe around a few hits. I've got to get to my gig over there at Larry H. Miller, and surprise, because I got to sell some Jeeps.
I can't imagine that.
I cannot take these types of blows to the head and still get rid of gladiators off the lot when I'm not playing ball. So, yeah, 55's a little low. But the WNBA girls are out there breaking each other's spines for about that. I'm not comparing those sports. I was kidding. One is, one isn't. I would play in the XFL before I'd go watch a WNBA game. For free, I'd do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
quite a
statement.
I would for free play a professional football game with Giants than I would ever sit and watch a WNBA game. Boy, they tried to have that on the other night. Flipped on ESPN, and they're breaking down the WNBA championship. And one of the guys they have in there talking about it can't say any of the girls' names because clearly he has not watched one game all year.
Is that going on right now?
I think it's over.
I
don't know.
Do they have a couple of championships a season?
No.
How does it work?
It seems like they've done a couple.
Who's the champ?
I believe the Washington Mystics.
Yeah?
Fish Sticks. Is it Mystics or Fish Sticks? I don't know. Well, I'm calling them the Fish Sticks.
I like that.
The Washington Fish Sticks are your WNBA champions with Belladonna, I believe, former porn star.
All right.
Belladonna was the big star of that one. So, all that WNBA. Exciting. Yesterday, I told Brady about this. Almost a nightmarish, brilliant thing happened to me. Could have been the greatest sports thing that's ever happened in my life. I went and played golf. I was supposed to meet somebody for golf. Last second, they can't make it. So, I was going to go just chip balls over at the Biltmore. And their driving range is closed. They're overseeding it. So, I'm like, well, crap. here I am. And just so happens my best friend's kid is a cart guy there. And he's like, well, just go on and play. It'll get you tea time. I'm like, all right. So I went on there and pay the tariff. I get a thing of
solo
bowls.
Golf?
And I'm like, yeah, I like that. That's the way I'd rather play. It didn't stay solo. So I go out. I haven't played in a couple of years. My shoulder's been terrible, so I'm feeling good. Go out, lace it. Like, first hole, I'm like, whoa, this is amazing.
I'm back.
I'm great at golf. I'm like immediately great at golf again. So I go out and I hit a few shots, go out there. Second hole, same thing. Third hole, I team up with, catch up with Dan and Mindy from Indianapolis, and we finish out the nine together, which was nice. Dan and Mindy, very kind, good people.
Are you making friends?
Well, I wasn't making friends. I just, you have to, you can't just sit behind them the whole day and keep driving up behind them every shot. And like, I'll just wait for you guys. It's just like, you pair up. That's just the way golf works. And you're like, you want to join us? We're so sure. So Dan and I chat, and we're, so then you start getting to talking, and then you stop playing good. And then after the ninth hole, Dan and Mindy take off back to Indianapolis, wherever the hell they go. And I'm like, well, I'll just keep going. So 10th hole, I go out there by myself, go whoosh, lace another beauty, birdie the hole. I'm like, my God, by myself, I am maybe the greatest golfer of all time. On the 11th hole, I hit a shot. It's a par 3, 166 yards. And I just, the second my club went through it, I'm like, oh, that's really good. And I'm watching this ball. And you've seen it, Brady. You know when you're golfing, you hit one, you're like, that's going right at it. That's, I got the distance on this.
I hit that one.
That's right. And I'm actually going, don't go in. Don't go in. Don't go in. Because if I hit a hole in one all by myself,
nobody believes
no
you,
one would ever, ever believe me. I was literally within about 15 inches of the hole. I drove up and I'm like, oh, that's maybe the greatest shot I've ever hit in my life. And I'm like, thank God that thing didn't go. I'm begging every golf god there is to not let that thing bounce one more time and go right in. Because who's going to ever buy that nonsense story? If I call them, like, yeah, I'm playing golf all by myself, of course, alone. Nobody was near me. And I popped one. I'm all of a sudden, I'm Kim Jong-un. I'm just telling the story. I hit a hole in one.
I was kind
of
thinking the story was garbage, just you playing so well.
Yeah,
just,
no, it was great. I thought it was garbage.
Stop 11 inches short of the hole.
Once I teamed up with Dan and Mindy, things kind of went a little haywire. I'm like, oh, I'm missing a few shots here.
So that's your problem.
Yeah, people have been my problem. I want my own planet. I want to be a Mormon for that whole golf thing. I think that's what Mormons are saying. When you die, you get your own planet. There's got to be a golf course on that planet. I don't have to plan that, right? So Mormons, I need you to I'm thinking about maybe your religion for that whole afterlife deal where everybody gets a solo planet. You can live on your own. I think I like that. I think I want the alone planet, but it has to be equipped with a couple golf courses. And
I wonder why that is. Are you more focused, maybe?
Yeah, I'm just relaxed. I don't care. I don't have to sit and worry.
No anxiety of having to tell jokes with Brady or anything like
that? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Brady usually is all right.
Brady's going to make fun of you.
Usually was all right with Brady. No, we didn't ever trash talk each other. No, we just played the game. Brady was usually a good golf partner. We'd play a lot. And, you know, off days you're off. And it was never about Brady. But Dan and Mindy, you know, you're going to make small talk. And, of course, we're talking about the weather in Indianapolis.
That'll give you some anxiety.
I got back into the cart a couple of times after Dan and Mindy. And I'm like, man, I just spent a minute and a half of my life talking about weather in Indianapolis. This is kind of my nightmare. Yeah. Yeah, it was that. Like, I've got family in Indiana. I'm like, why am I doing this? Oh, yeah? Whereabouts? They're up in Crown Point. They're members in the Klan.
Oh! That's fascinating.
We might know them.
I think my uncle's in the Klan up by Maryville.
Hit your ball, Dan.
That's why some days I think about, I wear the Cubs hat out.
Yeah.
And I went to dinner one time, and the guy started a conversation from, like, across the room about Chicago. I'm like, trying to eat a steak dinner or whatever, and I'm like, what is this jackass doing?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing my Cubs hat anymore.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm so against just small talk with strangers that I jokingly, with a friend of mine, we were sitting there, and somebody goes, you a Steeler fan? I'm like, yeah. You been back to Pittsburgh?
And here,
like,
we go.
Look at my buddy. I'm like, here we go. And I just like to make everybody uncomfortable. It's my goal in life now to do that out loud. And I turn, and I'm like, well, I'm not really allowed back. I do have a girl there, though. Oh, yeah? She's 14.
Oh, my God. What the?
And then I just freeze it. And I hope that the person I'm with is, like, not going to just start laughing or try to cover, which at this point was a solid move. Because
that's
I knew the guy with me was going to be along. Guy clammed up immediately.
Brady welcomes the Ohio thing. I don't know how you do it, Brady.
Well, because they got to talk about that weed-infested little square.
Oh, it is the best.
Yeah, I'm not that way. So he started talking about Indiana, and I'm like, ugh. I'm going to bring the Klan up just to see. I got members up there in the region. They're all in the Klan, though. It's the horrible state.
That's solid.
And the guy's like, boy, I tell you what. And then he started to talk about the weather being tough. And I'm like, I forced that weather topic. But I just like making people kind of
sure
cringe.
Is nice out here.
Yeah, no, we regret moving back, I'll tell you that. Do you? Do you?
Never been good at that. I turtle up, as you know.
I don't.
I can't. I need to try that,
though. Yeah, try it, because it stops conversations just ice cold.
I'm really good at talking weather.
Yeah, I'm not.
We know.
We know. You like it. You're a small talk wonder.
So you've been around. What kind of freeways do you use? What kind of freeways you find yourself using from A to B there?
Are we talking about routes to places?
We sure are.
You put your order in?
Yeah, routes and...
Relax, buddy. It's Dutch Brothers.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, your pal. You
want to play Slugbug, Dutch Brothers kid, who I can't have 5 seconds of silence with?
Are you going to order today?
No,
just came to talk.
You seen any great movies yet?
Oh, yeah. Get in. Get in the car. We're best friends.
That's it. That's your next job, Brady. Dutch Brothers.
Yeah, you should. Man, would you be good at Dutch Brothers. You're going to be that old man that has that weird job. That weird job standing outside going,
so how's it going? Hey, looks inside there. Look a little shaver. How are you there, kid? How's school?
Got the number two combo. Happy meal. Yeah. What are you up to today?
Looking pretty sharp today, huh? Somebody's got a quinceañera.
How about an apple pie?
Yeah, you would be great at it. I, on the other hand, would be like, can I take your order, please? This guy's angry at everything. I don't know. Just get coffee, right? I'm guessing. Coffee.
Here, take it. It is funny when you drive through some places. Yeah. There's some people, they're just not having it.
See that they don't want it.
Yeah, they're miserable.
That Dutch Brothers thing, I'll tell you what. Didn't catch on. Telling you're getting
an
abortion.
What are you up to today? A lot.
That is not true. Because 2 weeks from now, you
did
will.
It 2 days.
Okay, but 2 weeks from now, you'll say, the Dutch Brothers guy and I have a game. And you're like, I thought you. I know you haven't seen him, but you told
me. I miss him.
You tried to tell us that you're Mr. Aloof in the line, and then all of a sudden you say you got Slug Brothers games going on with.
That's
Dutch
a dickhead
Brothers
response,
employees.
Brady. You did this recently. Huh?
A lot. But, you know.
A lot.
Kirby was in the car and.
Oh, that was
really
your response
adult,
a lot. You don't do that a lot.
Yeah.
But is that all you said? Because you make it out like that's all you said.
I don't buy it.
There's no way that's all you said.
Your story will change in 2 days.
I was talking to the Dutch Brothers guy who I play Slugbug with when we're in line.
Like you told me you never talked to him. I believe you started the story with quite the opposite. But then it turns out that's all you did.
Oh, I bet it was a big girl, wasn't it?
Oh, that's it.
That's
there you go. Good answer.
I'm fine, Chunks.
Aren't you even going to look at me?
No, I want to not throw up.
If it was a hot chick.
Or a boy.
Or a boy.
I got a lot going on.
Hey, fella, want to play Slugbug?
Heck yeah.
I want to play.
Never mind. Game over. Move, Matilda.
Can't keep up.
Human car.
Mystery solved.
Yep, that was it. Yeah, that was the worst episode of Matlock I've ever seen. Eric nailed it. Chunks come a rolling up.
One coffee, please.
So have you seen any good movies lately?
You're a dugong. Get away from my car.
Where's the lettuce with the drink?
Get out of the way, Grimace. You're at the wrong fast food place.
Sorry, I don't have hay in the back of my truck.
When's the last time you played Slugbug with the kid at Dutch Brothers?
The last time we
talked. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's a game that's been going on for a while. You don't just start that. That's cute. That's flirting, actually, is what it is.
I was baffled first. He did it twice.
And then you played along.
Well, I didn't know what it was at first.
So you asked.
I'm like, is that what's going on there?
You went in. I went in.
You guys look like you're having the time of your life.
It's upside down. Is that white power?
What are you doing?
Playing a little Slugbug, sir. You want in?
Damn right I want in.
That's living your best life, Brady.
Yeah,
good job.
That's good stuff. Anyway, good for you. Either way, 16 inches from a hole-in-one alone. How cruel would that have been? If that thing trickled in, do you even celebrate?
I'm alone.
Did you take a picture of it?
Nah, you don't do anything. You just, because everybody be like, you just kicked it in. I'm like, I didn't. It was so close.
I'm buying everyone
drinks.
I'm
buying
a full round of drinks on me.
Guy thinks he just hit a hole in one, but he's just an idiot.
So the courses give you something, right, if you get a hole-in-one?
Some can. It's usually tournaments that do. Yeah. You usually just buy drinks for everybody in the foursome.
I got one from the Biltmore does. They give you a little plaque with a ball on it.
Would they believe you if you
I rolled one in. I got one in. Where? 11th hole.
You still get a plaque?
You got anybody with you? No, I was by myself. I want the plaque.
Give me the...
Sir, you have to have a witness. I do? Well, what's wrong with my eyes? You kicked it in.
I did not.
All right, here's your ribbon.
I don't think you can do that by yourself. And I literally begged that ball not to go in. It was about three quarters of the way through there. I'm like, oh, don't go in. Don't go in. No. Plunk. I'm like, ah. Thank God I can still see the ball. Because if that would have gone in, I just turned around and went home after that. Like, it's too good a day. I'm just hitting the ball so well. Something magical is going to happen, and I'm going to be out there all alone, Caddyshack style, and then get struck by lightning. We've seen a lot of them. Almost six, and wouldn't have counted. And I knew it. I knew it. I'm like, God, if that would have gone in, it would have, no story. I even text Brady, like, you're going to believe this. I'm having a little trouble believing it. I'm like, what? It didn't even go in, and you won't even believe me.
I don't even think your story happened.
Who is this?
It's so
you
want to
play Slugbug?
It's so close.
I'm busy with the Dutch Brothers boys. Oh, wait, never mind. Griselda just wandered over.
Game over.
Windows going up. But, sir, have you seen El Camino yet?
Yuck. You're disgusting. I ironically hate fat people.
Oh, I just breathe on his window like the Jurassic Park. Foaming up that window. Anyway, 16 inches. That's my life story. That's going to be my autobiography. 16 inches away from the hole.
So many things.
Yeah, it's just that's when I have it written, that's what it's going to be titled. Not 30 years on the month. 16 inches from the hole at all times. And no one saw it. It's 6:07. Let's get a wake-up song. I got to go blow my nose. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. What? 98. No way.